Welcome to Mamba zaps her shit. I am live recording this for posterity because I like to, you know, do that sort of shit. It's super fun. So, I purchased a TENS unit, and I want to explore my limits, you could say, because I am interested in the Violet Wand, but I want to see if this is something that I'm into. And then the TENS unit also has the added benefit of being able to be used for, like, pain relief, if I'm remembering correctly. So, I figured two birds, one stone. I'm, you know, quote-unquote old. Not old at all, but I am sore from work and stuff, so I might as well have something other than just my own hands or a partner's hands or whatever to help me with pain relief. So I purchased a TENS unit because fun. And I've read the instructions briefly. So this is going to be fun. I have the electrodes on my thighs, but like just above my knee. I am going to be turning on the right one, the right leg, to one. Oh, I'm scared. I don't know. Okay. So that is on. Select mode. Modulation, SD1, SD2, normal, select setting, I think, let's just go with that, increase or decrease the setting, I feel like that's probably, let's go real low, down to 50. Alright. Take this all the way down too, because I can always bring it up. The safest way to do this, I'm being told, or one of the safer ways to do this, I am being told, and I will tell you as well, don't put it over your heart. Don't put it on your neck or chest and upper back at the same time, because you can really fuck up your heart, and that's not good. So, don't do it. Be safe. Ooh, did I just feel that? I feel like I may have just felt that, but I don't know. Turn this up to 25, see how that feels. So you set the rate and the width. The width set to 50, the rate is set to 25 hertz, the time is set to 30 minutes. So we are gonna. I have both channels on, so both legs are in operation, and we will see. Does this just go? Does it just do it on its own? So I don't really feel anything on one. I'm gonna turn up to two. Oh, hell, that's beautiful. Oh, goodness. Oh my goodness. So, the left, I can definitely feel it in my left leg. Wow. That is beautiful. Oh, okay, time to, like, it's tingly. It just is tingly. Is very nice. Okay, yeah, wow. This is a very interesting experience. Oh my gosh. Oh heck. I just turned it up a little bit on my right leg and I can feel it there too. Oh my gosh, this is this is nice. Oh, I'm a little bit twitchy. I'm at 100 hertz with a width of 130. Oh man, this is very nice. Very, very, very nice. I am on setting 2-ish on both dials. Oh, that feels really nice. Oof. Oof. I don't know what I was expecting. I think I was expecting more, like, shocky. And, like, this is just nice and, like, really tingly. it tickles. I'm being told to go higher and I'm scared because it's tingly. I'm increasing the width, so I'm at a width of 160. The hertz are still at 100. Oh my gosh. Oh wow. Bump up the left leg. I'm just a little bit over 2 on the left leg, and it is feels nice. It is super tingly. It's like pins and needles, but stronger and in a concentrated location. I'm slowly increasing the right because I am a masochist, but when it's, like, self-prescribed, self-inflicted, I'm a freaking wimp. Oh, gosh, this feels really nice, though. Wow. Okay, so I'm almost at 3 on the right leg, and it is a very interesting feeling. I'm feeling it, like, down the fronts of my calves. Ooh, that's kind of sharp. Oh. Ooh. It feels like a vibration. This is really cool. So the right leg is at 3. The left leg is like between 2 and 3. Wow. Wow. This is so nice. Whew. I can see why this is gonna be a lot of fun. Just pushing the limits. Oh. And there's a little bit of a pinch. But it's not like bad, it's just electric. Oof. Wow, that feels really good. This is gonna be a lot of fucking fun. Heck. I feel like there should be a sound associated with the feeling that I'm feeling in my legs, because every time I've ever felt anything like this, anywhere on my body, I should say, there's been some amount of sound. I'm looking forward to this feeling without sound. I am going to turn it down a little because I'm getting like shocks a little bit, and I don't think that that's what I should be feeling. I'm gonna increase the width. So now the width is at 300. Oof. I'm right around 2.5 on both legs on the dial. The rate is still 100. This is really, like, my legs feel kind of warm. Like, because the muscles are being worked, and this is very interesting. I am looking forward to trying this on other parts. Feet, back, otherwhere. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, turning up to 3 on the right leg. Oh my gosh. Okay, that is interesting. It's like a, it is kind of like a, it's a, like a muscle contraction, but it's like vibrating. I don't really know how to describe it. Oh, and turning up the left leg a little bit. It's like, there's like sharp feeling, but oof. It's I like it. It's almost like a pinwheel. Like, but through the muscles versus, like over the skin. I very much enjoy this. And then, like, when I turn it down even a little bit, it's like, where did it go? There's nothing, I'm not feeling anything. I'm gonna try a different mode. Oh, I am on modulation. That is an interesting feeling. It is like a beat, a pulse. Ooh. That's actually contracting my muscles, I think. I'm still only around a 3. It goes all the way up to 8. And I'm not planning on going, you know, 0 to 60. Take it slow. Learn what I like. I like the modulation. That's fun and different. Ooh. Whoa. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, wow. Oh, my. This is SD1. I'm not sure what that means. But, it's, kind of like a variation of pattern. Oh, my. This could be dangerous in a good way. Heck, oh gosh, that feels really good. Heck. Oh, heck. Oh, heck. Heck. Oh, my God. The unexpectedness of the pattern is delightful. Part about this is I can giggle as much as I want to, and I don't have to worry about being punished for it because if I in my experience. science and my history. When I giggle in anticipation, I get further punished. Which, I mean, I guess is appropriate. This just keeps going and I don't have to worry about being punished for giggling, in anticipation of the next move, whatever that move might be. This feels really good. SD1, which I'm not totally positive what it means, and I really, at this point, I'm not sure I care. It feels really, really nice. I like it. I'm gonna see what the next mode is, which I think is SD2. I'm a little bit, I'm filled with a little bit of trepidation because it's probably just different patterns, different, I don't know, but we'll see. Okay, oh, there we go, okay. SD2, with, oh gosh, oh my gosh, of 300, rate 100 hertz. This has been a very interesting experiment so far. SD2 is slower pattern. It's a slower across the board. It's still a kind of a randomized pattern, but it's not quick moving. It is, I think, a little more therapeutic. Possibly. I think for other purposes other than pain relief, it would be, you might even consider it more sensual. It's slower moving. And then I'm going to change it again. to burst. Burst. Oh gosh. Oh, this feels good. Oh my. Oh heck. Oh, this makes my legs twitch. Oh, this is nice. I like this. Burst is, just like what it sounds like. It is, burst. This is the pace that it's at currently. And I have a feeling that if I were at width of 300, and it's still a rate of 1 hertz, I have a feeling that if I turned it up, it would go possibly faster. I don't know. And then back to normal, which is, holy shit, that's a 3. Oh, wow, heck. Oh, it's not bad. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's just very, it's constant. Oh, gosh. Oh, heck. I forgot what that felt like. Oh, heck. Oh, heck. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. Okay, let's go to modulation because I can. That feels like a massage. I like that a lot. Oh, that's nice. Like, massage-y. It feels like a massage chair after everything I just was through. This is nice. I like this. I like this a lot. Heck. Oh, this is nice. This is just, like, relaxed and, ooh. Although it is kind of making my leg twitch, like, it feels like my leg is, like, the top of my knee is contracting, which I guess makes sense because that's something that if you take it up to a certain level, it would do. I'm gonna go back to SD1, which was I have not changed the dials. The dials are still at like 3 and almost 3. And so this is just the mode that is changing. And SD1 is, I don't know what SD actually stands for, but for whatever reason, it's gotten into my head that it should stand for Sadist's Dream. Because I can see how this would be a sadist's dream. heck. this feels... it feels really, really good. And I can see how if I were to put it on a different area, it would feel even better. I want to be a crazy person. I'm going to switch modes to SD2 because that was more... it was slower. Oh heck! Oh gosh! Did I even turn that up? I am thinking I want to turn the dial up a little bit, just to see. Yes, and that does it. Does get stronger as you turn it up? For whatever reason, and it could be the way I have them aligned, the left seems to be stronger than the right. Oof. And I think it's probably just the way I have them placed, the electrodes placed, because they're not necessarily, any huge difference, mechanically. Oh, fuck. it's quite nice. I'm gonna leave it on SD2 mode and just enjoy it for a hot second, because it feels really nice, and I am fuck. Fuck. I can understand why people are into Eastim, and I can definitely see myself delving further into Eastim as I get more comfortable with, one, with the TENS unit, but also with partners and myself, because I do think that this holds great value for my personal sexual journey. I have... I don't know if it's sensitivity issues or what, but I have a very needy cunt, and I think that this will be a wonderful addition to my grab bag of delights. So, yeah, thanks for listening. I have 5 minutes left on this cycle, and I don't know if I want to stop it or just let the next 5 minutes roll through. But I'm thinking I'll just let them roll, because it does feel so good. And very, like, nice and tingly. Oh, fuck. And, yeah, I'm very, very excited to be trying this in more sensitive parts in the future. So that will definitely be another audio. That will be something that I will vastly look forward to. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, this was so good. This unit. I'm really looking forward to exploring with it in all the various ways that one can explore with it. Oh, fuck. Fuck. It's so good. It's so good. And this is just on my knees, again, not anywhere necessarily erogenous, which is the ultimate goal, to make it a little more lewd, so to speak. To take it a step further, to enhance sexual stimulation. Because holy shit, this is gonna do the job real well. And I really am looking forward to, trying that aspect out. And that is time. So again, thank you for listening in. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. I know I have. Yeah. Heck. Damn. 10 out of 10s.